Jason Cobbett is first up. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to today, mate. It's a good, strong book for you on paper.
Yeah, on paper it looks quite good. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
A little bit frustrating again last week. Another Group 1 second.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
keep bringing it up.
Nah, it's all right. I'm at the point where I can laugh about it now. It's head to the telly, but he ran really well.
Like Andrew said, this is a terrific book of rides. You're the go-to man today. I think James McDonald will be saying to you, don't get too close to a couple of these horses. You're just the filly and jockey there. So a lot of horses he's been riding.
Yeah, pretty much. He said that to me on Wednesday.
Don't get too attached.
Yeah. So.
Well, you start off with Reloaded. He's the name on everyone's lips. He's a beautiful pickup ride.
He is, yeah. He was impressive first up there. He run the same sort of sectionals times as the fillies race, and obviously she's gone on and she's won again. And this horse has trialled, and he looked to trial very good too. So he gets a soft run off that gate. It's going to be a good chance.
Do you have any concerns at all with Barrier 1?
No, not really. Don't really want to let Gaze get too far away from me. You'd imagine he probably lands him just behind the speed from that barrier.
Okay. Race 2, Vanazza. Matty Dunn, the highways, they're usually a good mix, and she looks, she's got a bit of talent.
Yeah, she does. She does. She was pretty quick the other day. It was 1100, and obviously back to the 1000 today. Major Danger was pretty impressive. I fought a Hawkesbury last start, so look, he's going to be hard to beat. But I've got a lightweight, soft gate, should get a good run, so should be in the finish, you'd think.
Naboo, you would have saw him win the other day. He put a gap in them, and that form's been okay with that filly running well here last week, the second filly.
Yeah, and I rode that filly last week. It gave me a bit of a feel anyway, and obviously he had the race run to suit. Whether he gets that today, we'll wait and see. There's a couple of on-speed runners. Hopefully a couple others sort of press forward as well, and it just cracks a bit of tempo. That'll set it up for him more than anything.
Race 4 Ombudsman showed a glimpse of his best form last start.
Yeah, I think he's improving. I sort of went back through, just tried to get a bit of a gauge on him. And yeah, I thought that was an improvement. Up to the 10 furlong today is going to help. Obviously, Wolf is going to be hard to beat. Probably he's going to be on speed dictating, and I'm probably going to be near the tail. They'll be giving him a good start, but you'd be expecting him to be running on.
You would look at Colding's replays. He's pretty hard not to be impressed with his past couple of wins.
Yeah, and I had a feel for him Tuesday morning with his gallop, and he, as I was told, he was a very good track worker, and that's what he did that Tuesday morning. I guess the only worry would be the 1500. He gets this sort of hit that box, but he's going to get every chance to hear off that gate. He's going to get a soft run. Chris Lees has run a look good the other day too. Asheran, so she's probably one of the ones to beat as well. She's looks to be going well.
Yeah,
he just looks though, Ron, a natural type progressing through the classes.
Yeah, well, he does, and I think he may have been gelded, so I think his past two wins, the two runs since he's
turned
been
it
gelded,
around.
So so maybe has been the thing with him. Shalane first up could run a race fresh in race 6.
I'd get to have a look at that trial down in Melbourne, but she could relive that early form. Yeah, she showed glimpses last prep, but obviously just sort of looked to get a bit keen and didn't quite finish it off. So you'd be wanting her to sort of nice tempo today to get her to switch off and really attack the line.
Mm-hmm. New Universe in race 7. He's, I think, back to 1400 might suit him better.
Yeah, I hope so. I thought he was pretty good the other day in the Stone Cup. He's wide and he's stuck on. He's a bit of an enigma, I suppose. He'd say he showed a fair bit early on and seems to be there or around the mark, but no, I'll wait and see what Chris wants to do from that barrier.
Cradle Mountain, how's he going?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. We've just sort of held him back for this race. So obviously he's had the two trials and he's had a jump out. Fitness is good. Yeah, we're pretty happy with him.
What do you say to the theory that some around saying doesn't lead, he doesn't win?
Well, we'll find out today.
Do you want to take a sit?
No, I shouldn't say that. No. look, it's going to be pressure. Two times he hasn't led is obviously where he injured himself at Scone and he struck a soft track last trip, and they ran hard in that race. They went far quicker the last first 600 than the last 600. much to what you thought, I took a sit that day, Ron.
But he does have a beautiful high cruising speed, doesn't he?
Look, I agree. I went back to his form and tried to really dissect it more and more. And you do come back to the fact that he is very effective when he leads. But when he has led, he has dictated. He's run far quicker his last 600 than his first 600. He's controlled the race. So the main objective today is just get him out cleanly, get him going, and then sum it up.
Do you think he's got that? He's so good first up as well, as we know. But is he in a similar vein, do you think?
Yeah, we're happy. Like I said, we're happy. We've got two gear changes on him, a tongue tie and a crossover. But he's also he's a bit older. He seems to be a bit more mature, a bit more not so flighty, I suppose. This prep, so which is good, yeah.
Okay, but in saying that, if they come out and really, really want to put it on you, you'd be still happy just to take a little sit on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd sum it up as you go.
Just sum it up as you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You finish with a Godolphin horse, Taniko, who would be pretty hard to beat if he was in order.
Yeah.
Her, I should say.
Her, yeah. Sort of a wide gate. Interested to see if there's any more scratchings, how small the field gets down to. It's just going to be, I think, how far back you get, I suppose, from that gate, really, how far back they want me to go. Obviously got a very devastating turn of foot. Like I say, I don't want to be giving away too big a start here over 1,000.
Well, hopefully you can come in with a bag full of winners. It's a solid book of rides. What's your plan? Well, you got an Oaks ride next week, or you stay in Sydney? What's the story?
Staying in Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get a similar book to this today, and you'd be happy enough staying there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, Jace. Good luck, mate. Hope there's, as Ron said, some winners today.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.
Good on you.